Hello?
Hey, is this Mark?
Yeah, hi, Jasmine.
Hi, Mark, this is Sheer from Family First. I'm just calling you to follow up and see if you're ready to start the enrollment process to get the services through the waiver program.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to do it, but I mean, Human Services, they want certain information, but I don't know how to go about doing it, and they give me the runaround. I gotta go to a specific place. I try to call them. I keep getting disconnected.
I hear you. So part of my job as your enrollment coordinator would be to walk you through all that kind of stuff. You know, for somebody going into it, it is a little disorienting, and there's a lot of things that need to get done. And if you don't have the right steps, you're not being guided correctly. It is very frustrating, especially with
yeah,
the
family
assistance.
I'm getting a runaround. I'm getting the wrong information from certain people. I'm getting a runaround. Mm-hmm. People don't understand why I'm being sent to them, and I'm just.
Okay, let me try and like shed some light on what's going on. You want home care services, which is a program. The waiver program is designed to keep people out of nursing homes and rehabs, so they can choose somebody that they want to be their caregiver, and so forth. So, what you need to do is, because the caregiver that you choose, I see here that it would be Victoria. Because she would be your aide, the state would provide financial coverage for her. Now, because of this, people are running to do it. That's why they've put in place the procedures needed, so there's less fraud. But even with that, there's still a lot of people, you know, going against the system. So what they do first is you have an assessment with the independent enrollment broker, and then they send out a paperwork to your PCP, your doctor, or any doctor with anybody who has an MD, or, you know, something in that area, and they have them fill it out saying that you need the services. That gets sent right back to the independent enrollment broker, and then the area and aging reaches out to you for a second assessment. I know it sounds like a lot, but it's really very straightforward, and there's not a lot of work on your end. The most I could see somebody doing is just trying to get the financials from the bank, because the county assistance does have that information, but they need to see that you're financially eligible for the services, so they have to go through the process. Again, I'm here to help you if you want the help. You don't have to talk to anybody else. I mean to say, a lot of people end up calling, and it gets very, very, it gets a lot. It gets pressurizing, and it gets
yeah.
You know, and I get that completely. So what I would recommend maybe is if you take down my number, I can walk you through the process, tell you what needs to get done, when it needs to get done, and it's really not a headache on your end. That's what the job of the agency is supposed to do.
I would appreciate that very much. I'm getting really pissed off and frustrated and fed up.
I understand. So here's what we're going to do. I don't know what you've done before. I don't know what you're up to now. My procedure right now is to call into the IEB with you, see where the status of the case is holding. You know, it's important that you understand what we're doing, when we're doing it, so you don't get confused. Let's just take down the basics one more time. My name is Shira. I'm your enrollment coordinator. I'm calling Shira. Yeah.
Shira. Okay.
I'm calling from Family First. That's your agency. The reason why I'm, you know, announcing, I'm telling you this is because there's going to be phone calls that you're going to get, and people are going to ask you questions, and you're going to be like, who are you calling from? What's going
on?
Well,
there was another person that's supposed to call me on Monday called Victoria. I think her name was Victoria.
Victoria was supposed to call you?
Well, I just talked to the broker, and she said a lady would call me named Victoria or whatever.
Oh, so you spoke to the independent broker already?
Yes.
Okay.
But I still need help. I mean, I need help.
I understand. So the independent broker is the first step in the process. Their job is you're basically doing the first step of the process is them coming down to talk to you for a minute. Or is it going to be over the phone? Do you know?
No. Well, she's supposed to do it on the phone between 4 and 4:30.
What day?
On Monday.
Okay. So that means that you have your independent broker assessment scheduled, which is really great.
But I think I still need you, though.
Sure. It's just because your assessment is scheduled doesn't mean I'm not going to help you. You still have a long way to go. Don't worry about it. So I just want you to take down some information. Just a rule of thumb, whenever somebody calls you, you make sure you get their name down, okay?
Okay.
And you ask them where they're calling from. You need to have clarity as to what's going on with what is happening. Because this is a state, this is given by the state, does not mean that your information is utterly protected, okay?
Okay.
So, again, I'm calling from Family First. That's the agency. Any other agency that's trying to talk to you, they may want to help you, but they don't know that you've already started the process with another agency, and they can start you all over again. I don't want you to try and have to do that again, okay?
Oh, well, I think that's what they're going to do on Monday.
Well, Monday, so again, the first step of the process is an independent broker.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Oh my God! Who do I talk to?
What do you mean? Who do you talk to? You're doing good in the process.
Yeah, but I'm saying this lady's supposed to call me on Monday. I got it from your broker.
Okay, again, let me explain it to you. The agency, as my name, like I said, I'm here to walk you through the enrollment process. The first step in the process is getting an assessment scheduled with the independent broker. You just told me that you have an assessment scheduled, so that's done.
So say what? I'm getting confused. I don't understand what's going on here.
Okay. Again, let me explain it to you. I'm going to simplify it really easy. Okay? You want home care services, right? And you want to choose somebody to be your caregiver, correct?
Yes.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. So my job, okay, from the agency is to walk you through the process, okay? Because it's not, people don't usually have the ins and outs of how to do this. Usually when it comes to getting, programs from the state, it can get a little bit confusing, all right?
I'm sorry.
Or the county.
I'm sorry not to cut you off, but who's calling me on Monday? It is coming from your broker.
Again, it's not our broker. It's the Maximus Independent Broker. We work with them, okay? You have to go through a process in order to get approved. The first step of the process is having the independent broker call you or come down to you, okay?
So am I allowed to talk to her?
Yes. What I was telling you
I thought you said not to talk to her.
No, that's not what I was saying. What I was saying is you're going to get a lot of phone calls, like spam calls. I don't even know. Sometimes I have clients who call me up and say, we just spoke to another agency. And then we spoke to another agency. These agencies keep calling. I'm just trying to tell you, Mark, that when you talk to somebody, ask them where they're calling from and don't just give them information, okay?
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was getting a little pissed. I was like, who do I talk to?
No. What I was trying to explain to you is that, sometimes people get called and they're saying, oh, we're calling for this and this.
I got you.
Okay. You just got to tell them, ask them who they are, who they're calling from. You have to understand the names of what's going on. I mean, say you're talking to Family First, and on Monday you're going to talk to the independent broker, okay?
I got you.
Alrighty, fine. So I'm going to leave it at that for today. I'll be in touch with you Tuesday to continue the enrollment process, okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
Alrighty, sir. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.